Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Well, let's get things going today on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we head to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd. So, Todd, with the weather getting cooler, what's the action been like in your neck of the woods?
You know, we're starting to see more musky fishermen out there. The water temperatures are around 70 degrees now, so those muskies will start turning on here, and fishing should be good for the fall.
So, and you've had a lot of action with the muskies this past week?
You know, we've had some. You know, it's still, the water temp was a little high earlier in the week. With that hot weather last week, but coming up here, it should just be really good time to go out and catch those big fish.
So along with the muskies, how are the panfish been going, or what have you been hearing for people who are diving after those?
You know, the guys that I've seen are out crappie fishing. That still seems to be the best thing going. Using minnows, out drifting across the middle of the lake. Still catch a lot of bluegills, but like I've said before, they're kind of small this year. So, you know, if you want to go catch fish, this is a good lake to do it, but not a lot of big ones.
Any other scuttlebutt on lakes outside of Little Green up by you?
You know, Big Green Lake's been pretty decent. Been hearing bluegills up there, some walleyes, a lot of smallmouth bass up there right now on Big Green. Puckway, I haven't heard a whole lot. Some bluegills around the edges, but it's real weedy this year, so those are the two lakes that I've heard the most of.
All right, Todd, tell me about the Landing Bait Shop, where you're located, when you're open, and what people will find when they stop in.
You know, we're open, now we're open in the fall weather season. We're open 6 days a week. We're closed on Mondays, and we're open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we have everything from bait to beer to whatever else you need.
All right, Todd, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
You know what? Wait, I got to say one more thing.
Yes.
I got two guys out fishing. They told me to say I need to tell you about the old guys that listen to your show every week, and they're up here for the first time fishing. So they just were here about 10 minutes ago and went out on the lake.
All right, so I'm glad they stopped in then, right?
They stopped in, and they wanted to make sure I was going to mention them on the radio show. So
did they mention their names or just the old guys on the lake?
The two old guys, that's all they said.
The two old guys on the lake listen to the fishing report, and they're out there probably catching fish left and right?
They're out crappie fishing, that's for sure.
Hey, awesome stuff, Todd. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Wade.
See you later. Todd from the Landing Bait Shop.
Yep, bye-bye.
Let's bring in Pete Huff right now from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. He's always on multiple bodies of water every single week. Pete, how's your week been so far digging for fish?
All right. It's a little quieter now with the kids back in school, but I got a couple trips this upcoming weekend. I'm going to do Monona and Fox Lake, and there's still been a decent bite, bass and bluegill down Madison Chain, both Mendota and Monona, and some of the walleyes have started biting also, getting those on jigging wraps and also trolling also.
What are considered fall fish? What fish seem to get more action and get people look for in the fall season?
Definitely your game fish, your walleye, northern pike, and bass. All once this water temp starts coming down, they get more active and they get on that basically that fall feeding prior to winter, and it's a, you know, with the changing weather, it's definitely a good time to get out.
Have you been hunting at all this year?
No, not yet. The bow season starts here, September 15th, I believe, and next week. And, should be, I've seen some movement. There's definitely some nice deer around, and just a matter of timing that right and being at the right place at the right time.
Anything else on the waters, fishing or hunting that people need to know about from your perspective?
No, not really. It's just nice to feel the cool weather in the morning. Looks like it'll be warmer here this next week, but I anticipate it to be getting cooler here in the upcoming next couple of weeks for sure.
Hey, tell us about Best Dam Bait and Guide Service.
If you'd like to book a trip, I'm scheduling some fall trips. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Hoff for Best Dam Bait. And the bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. It's open 24/7, so stop on in, and good luck when you get out there.
All right, Pete Huff, Best Dam Bait and Guide Service. Thanks for the time, and good luck this week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
We now move over to DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison and bring in Pat. So boy, cooler temperatures all across the region, and has that shown fish maybe, the game fish being more active in your neck of the woods?
It has, yeah. These cooler temps definitely get the fish. reminded that it's winter's on its way, so they're getting their feed bag on. So, yeah, definitely on the game fish side of things, got walleye picking up around town, smallmouth bass. The musky bite, too, down here has been picking up, and even the panfish are turning up a little bit more with these cooler temps.
So when school gets going, do you see that? Is there less activity? Is there more activity, obviously, during the week or on weekends?
Well, I definitely less. I don't know what it is about, you know, Labor Day, but it seems like at least half the people that fish just sort of just stop. They just give up. And I mean, I get it. I have kids and I know that there's school going on and then there's weekend stuff gets filled up with stuff. And, you know, it just, for whatever reason, traffic around the shop here definitely does die off, but I also think that's unusual because really fall is really some of the best fishing of the year.
Yeah, hey Pat, are you a hunter as well or just a fish?
I do hunt. I bow hunt and gun hunt deer and turkey hunt, but yeah.
So have you gotten out? I know there's been some of the, have you been out at all hunting in some of the early season things out there?
I haven't. No, I'm at my core, I'm a fisherman. So I fish until the leaves start dropping off the trees and things get really good on the deer side of things. And then I'm out in the deer stand, you know, late October and into November there. But fishing's more my thing. And so I take advantage of all the good weather while I can.
Tell us about D&S Bait and Tackle in Madison, where you're located, what you offer, and when you're open and such.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate for anybody coming through town. We've got all the live bait you can need, got some big suckers in for the musky folks. Good selection here to get anybody out on the water.
Sounds good. Pat, I appreciate the time and we'll chat next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure.
Let's head out to Fox Lake and bring in Dave from Fishtales. Boy, Dave, what's been going on out by you?
Well, the weather is up and down a lot. You know, the last few mornings have been real cold, and the fishing is good, but it's going to get better as it gets cooler every day. You know, they're talking mid-80s next week, so, you know, that's kind of delaying the fall bite. But one thing I've noticed is there's a lot less people. I mean, after Labor Day, a lot of people quit fishing and start, you know, worrying about hunting and things, which... You know, that's good for me because I don't hunt anymore, but fishing in the fall to me is the best time of the year. The fish are very active, you know, they're feeding up for winter, and if you keep your boat out, you know, me and my friends, we don't put our boats away until there's ice at the landings and you can't put them in the water. Mm-hmm. So it's the best time of the year to me, and, you know, you just need them colder nights and the water temps to drop and the fishing will get way better.
So what have they been catching, not only in Fox Lake, but have you heard about Emily or anything else out there?
Well, they're getting some bass and walleyes out here right now. The panfish bite's been slow. Most of my friends and myself have been going to Winnebago. It's been really good for perch, Big Green for gills, and then a couple of the smaller lakes. Emily's been very slow. A few fish caught there, but it's going to pick up almost everywhere, you know, once we get these colder nights.
Hey, tell us about Fishtales. What's going on out there?
Well, we are open every day of the week. We still got our boats off for rental. We're starting to get some winter product in, believe it or not. And, yeah, we still got all the baits and everything, musky suckers, you know, for fall and anything you would need. So if you want to come in, we're right on Highway 33, downtown Fox Lake, right by the bridge.
Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll see you out at Fishtales.
Okay, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as you bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, it sounds like you're spending your time right now painting lures and you're not on the water?
Today I am. I'm painting a few lures before. I got a couple orders for a guy, special order for some musky lures. And after that, I'm going to go out fishing. But the fishing's actually been pretty good this week.
So we haven't talked about that. You will take special orders, or is that something you do very often?
Oh, I do a ton of special orders. You know, a guy's got a, you know, he wants a, you know, jerk bait with three red dots and four blue dots painted on it and looks like a tuna. And, you know, I'll paint it if that's what he wants. But, you know, it's funny. You really get to know these guys' secret colors when you're the guy painting them. I've learned a lot and actually caught a lot of fish on some of these guys' quote-unquote secret colors already, because I might paint a few extra for myself once in a while.
How much do colors make a difference on lures?
Huge. To me, color is almost like number one. You know, especially in a clear water like Big Green Lake, believe it or not, you know, sometimes two blue dots on its tail can make all the difference in the world. You're using the same lure, but this one's got two blue dots and the other one don't. For some odd reason, those fish think that that's the live one, and that's the one they eat.
So when you've been out and about this week, what have you been getting any action?
Yeah, I was actually on Big Green yesterday, filling the live well full of giant bluegills. The water's really clear up there, and the bite was, I thought, a little slow. But we ended up catching, you know, a limit of really nice ones. And right now, Fox Lake, the bass are biting pretty well, and they're all shallow. They're all in like 2 foot or less of water.
All right, any other plans to get out any other places this week?
Well, I got my last tournament of the year. Our club championship is on the Wolf River on Saturday out of Fremont. The water's pretty low, and it's been off limits for pre-fishing for a month. So it's to test your knowledge, and we'll see how it turns out. I know, you know, with the cool weather, the smallmouth should be biting pretty good, so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
How about hunting-wise? You been out at all?
I have not been out, but I actually had some work done on my crossbow down at All Seasons here in Beaver Dam. And talking to a lot of hunters, and you talk to the internet, and you talk to Steve and Val downtown, you know, your crossbow should have your strings or cams checked every 2 years. Now, that means whether you shoot it five times or you shoot it 500 times, apparently the strings stretch, and there's a lot of crossbows that are breaking limbs because the strings are stretched. I mean, it's something you should do religiously every 2 years.
Are you a loyal crossbow guy now, or do you still use the traditional?
Well, I have some serious elbow issues in my right elbow, old tendons, and I've had bursitis in there and that kind of stuff, and it's almost impossible for me to pull back my bow anymore at 65 pounds. So a couple years ago, I bought a Raven crossbow, and quite honestly, I've never looked back since then.
Awesome. Anything else going on in the world of outdoors people need to know? Otherwise, tell us about your lures, where they can find them, and what they're called so they know what to look for in the various bait shops across the region.
Well, it's one more thing. It's very sad to say, but I heard a local guy from Cambria lost his thumb this week shooting his crossbow in his backyard. Now, this is the third local person that I've heard of over the last couple of years that's lost his thumb. I guess overall, you can't stress enough the safety of a crossbow or any firearms for that matter, but a crossbow, you know, they put these guards on it. You've got to make darn sure your hands are below those guards, or in less than an eye blink, you're going to lose a limb, and it's sad to hear. I mean, I hear it seems like once a year, a couple times a year, but when you're out shooting, especially when you got that big buck, you know, 20 yards in front of you, you forget the safety part of it, but, you know, you got to keep that in back of your mind at all times.
All right, and where can people find your lures?
I actually was just down at the bait shop this morning, and a gentleman came from out of town and bought seven of my lures down at Fishtails down here in Fox Lake. I think I talked him into a few of them, but he was going to buy some anyway, but they're here at Fishtails in Fox Lake, M&M Sports in Portage, Dick Smith's in Pewaukee. And they got a bright green label, and they're called Raw Bass Customs. You can't miss them.
All right, Rick Welland, I appreciate the time. Good luck in your tournament this upcoming weekend, and have a great day.
All right, thanks, Wade. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.